And the people stood by, watching. But the rulers scoffed at Jesus, saying, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him vinegar, and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." And he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingly power." And Jesus said to him, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The Church celebrates, as the final Sunday of the liturgical year, the feast of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the universe. On the cross, we hear about an inscription above the head of Jesus as he's hanging in suffering and torment on the cross. In our crucifixes, it looks like I-N-R-I. Everyone should have a crucifix in their home, and you'll notice that inscription above Jesus. And it stands for, in the Latin phrase, "Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews." That inscription was put up there by a pagan, Pontius Pilate, someone who did not believe in the true God. This proclamation of Jesus as King of the Jews in the inscription above him is very interesting. About 1,000 years or so before the birth of Jesus, God's people Israel had asked for a king. Up to then, they had no king. They had the prophets and the judges and people like Abraham and Moses and so on. But God was their king. They asked a prophet named Samuel if they could be granted a king. And the reason why they wanted a king is because they wanted to be like all the nations around them. What nations? The pagan nations. The pagan peoples who did not believe in the true God. God's people wanted to become like them, so they asked for a king. Well, they got what they wanted. They got a king, and they seem great now. They have their kingdom, but very quickly the kingdom divides, and there's all kinds of troubles. Now we fast forward 1,000 years to the angel of the Lord coming to the Virgin Mary. He speaks about the child she will conceive in her womb. And of this child, the angel says, "Of his kingdom there will be no end." At the birth of Jesus, the wise men from the east come to adore Jesus, and they are looking for the one, as they say, "He who has been born King of the Jews." And now upon the cross, mounted above the head of Jesus, is the inscription, "Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews." Jesus is God with us. He is consubstantial with the Father. He is the Lord. And so in him, God once again becomes the King of his people. The kingship of Jesus is not of this world. When he's in his trial before Pontius Pilate, he teaches this, that his kingdom is not of this world. His kingdom is of heaven, kingdom of God. All throughout his teaching, he speaks again and again about the kingdom of God, and it's completely unlike the ways of this world. When we think of kingdom, we think of power and authority. In this world, that power and authority often is corrupted, and it's absolute and sometimes tyrannical, and it oppresses people. Jesus' kingdom is entirely different. From his advent, his coming among us, his birth, his suffering and death on the cross, he shows that his kingdom is one of humility. Even in his resurrection, when Christ rises from the dead, he shows that he has more power than death itself, that nothing can defeat him. And yet, very few people know about his resurrection. Even in his resurrection, he manifests that his kingship is one of humility. And now, his kingship remains one of humility. He entrusts to us the task of making his kingdom known and loved throughout the world and down through the ages. The kingdom of Christ is real. There is a sharp distinction, however, between the kingdom of Christ and the kingdom of this world. In fact, Jesus tells us in the Gospels that the ruler of this world is the devil, the fallen angel, the evil spirit. The devil seeks to build up a kingdom. His is a kingdom of arrogance, of lying and impurity, of dishonoring the name of God, of controlling and abusing people, of corruption, of rejecting God altogether. This is the kingdom of the power of darkness. The kingdom of Christ is different. It's one of humility, truthfulness, and purity of heart, loving one another, obedience to what is good and righteousness, honoring God and loving God above all. The kingdom of Christ and the kingdom of devil are opposed, dramatically so, one to the other. The Catechism of the Catholic Church says that the reign of Christ is under attack by the evil powers, and it is. In this life, there is a raging battle for souls between the kingdom of Christ and the kingdom of the evil one. Now, Christ is the victor, we know that, but our mission now is to share in that victory by being one with Christ. We are caught in the middle. Will we live as servants of the kingdom of Christ or not? Between now and the finish line of our lives, this is a great challenge for us, a great test. Every one of us, even us priests, are challenged. Are we going to live as servants of Christ or not? Day after day, thought after thought, desire after desire, word after word, action after action, we must choose to live for Christ, to be his faithful followers. Those who strive for the holiness of being a good soldier of Christ Jesus will experience persecution from those who have embraced the darkness of the evil powers. Those who have embraced the darkness of evil will try to oppress the servants of Christ and harm them. In any way, they'll try to convert them to follow the darkness and the ways of corruption and evil. Jesus Christ is our King, and we should examine our conscience as well. Do we live as servants of the Lord Jesus? Do we trust in him completely and always? You know, when the Israelites asked for a king, they were manifesting that they didn't trust in God, that they didn't think that God was enough for them. Do we trust in Jesus completely and always? Do we fight to keep the poison of sin from tarnishing our souls? Do we confess our sins and repent of them? Do we pray enough each day as if we depended upon the grace of Jesus that comes to us through our prayer? The evil powers of darkness don't want us to live for the kingdom of Christ. We must be aware of this fierce battle going on. Dear brothers and sisters, Jesus has revealed himself to be a king who is merciful and forgiving. If we have not always lived as his faithful servants, let us begin again. Christ loves us, and he wants us to come to him, to follow his word, that he may give us his blessing. God bless you.